Howdy, and welcome to episode 14 of Hello Fairview, your local podcast made right here in Fairview for people in Fairview and the surrounding areas. This is a weekly show released every Wednesday featuring stories that aim to inform and inspire. Local radio stations and newspapers don't exist in small towns like ours, so we'll use Hello Fairview to fill that void with news related to Fairview. This is a value for value podcast, which means you contribute what you can based on the value you receive. This concept was founded by the podfather himself, Adam Curry, and his co-host, John C. Dvorak, of the No Agenda show over 18 years ago. Currently, this is just a one-man operation, so if you have any ideas, events, business opportunities, job openings, please don't hesitate to let us know on the contact form on the website, and we'll work to get those updates out to the next episode. You are a producer of the show. You are not the product because your time and attention is not being sold to advertisers for their value. Some shows will be longer, some will be shorter, but I'll do my best to always try to keep things relevant. Traffic time. Normal busy. You can wait 2 to 5 minutes to make your left right now in the morning and afternoon. Cumberland 100 is still getting regular work done. They're still working on building the culverts to the east of westbound lanes. Right now, the only thing that's really happening is as you go east on from that intersection is there's a lot of metal covering up some of the holes as they've been digging stuff and relocating things. And so there's been people swerving into oncoming lanes because of that, because they don't want to go over the bumps. So just be careful when you're around that intersection because it's pretty torn up right now as they move all the gas lines and go under people's driveways and tear up people's driveways from there. Red light update. We still got three updates, you know, Old Cox, Publix, and Walmart. You know, we're waiting on the city center entrance to get its red lights actually turned on. It looks like they've got more of the grading done in city center, so maybe it's going to happen sooner than later. And then obviously there'll be a new red light eventually in a year or so at Cumberland and 100. So we're growing, you know, city news right now. You know, Christmas trees are wrapping up. There's still some Christmas trees at Messick Chiropractic from the Scouts BSA Troop 297 here in Fairview. They put a donation sign up there where you can just donate via PayPal. We'll put that in the show notes here and you can donate to them because they did not break even this year because of how slow it was. Pinewood Christmas Tree Farms out. I know Farm Fresh Vintage still has some Christmas trees, and I saw some at Tractor Supply Co. Other city news, Shop with a Cop has been shopped. It looks like a good number of families and kids were helped out by this. They posted this on the city website, thanking everyone for their support and the city police for all they do for us on and off, I guess, the beat, which is very appreciative how much they support the community. I'm always thankful for everything they do. And last call for picket fence orders. Help the Bowie Nature Park Playground by ordering a personalized fence picket. Deadline is December 31st, 2025. Your picket will be part of the playground fence there. And this is a great way to kind of immortalize your pets, your family, your teams, whatever. Get out there and, you know, help support. It's a really good way to do it. And a cool Christmas present because it's a Christmas present forever. And then the leaf removal stuff, they actually added this all to the city website, which is great because it wasn't on there before, where it talks about which zone they are. We have links in the show note to let you know that leaf service runs the first Tuesday in November through the fourth Tuesday in March. So Tuesday is your day. And they also talked about the chipper service is the fourth Tuesday on and all that. So you got that going there. And so we've got that. And homes for sale. This will be kind of a new segment because I think it's interesting. Right now we've got 219 homes for sale at the date of this search. The highest is $3.495 million, 70 acres, 3 bed, 4 bath, 2,400 square feet. And the lowest is no acres, a townhome, 2 bed, 1 full, 1 partial bath, 1,000 square foot. So very interesting range right there for there. So we'll keep an eye on that kind of stuff. Town meeting updates. So there's been no new meetings basically since the last show. So there's no updates from any of the Board of Zoning Appeals, Planning Commission, Board of Commissioners, Parks and Recs, Board of Commissioners Town Hall, Around Town Coffee, or the Beard Board. So we are all good to go there. So there's no new recaps of that. But next town meetings, there's no the next planning commission is January 13th. The board of commissioners meeting on the 18th, which would be tomorrow, was canceled due to lack of actionable business items. But the next one is still scheduled January 15th at 7 p.m. And based on some of our discussions, the planning commission will have a meeting between now and sometime around that January 13th and this January 15th board of commissioners on the TPUDC zoning ordinances and all that. Board of Commissioners Town Hall, next one is January 29th, 2026. Parks and Rec Board will be January 5th. Around Town Coffee is now January 14th, which was is coming up here. And we will see that. No beer board has been planned at this time. The state of Tennessee, SK On, South Korean battery maker, announced on Thursday that it has come to an agreement with Ford Motor Corp to dissolve their $11 billion joint battery venture across three U.S. factories, including one here in Tennessee. The Blue Oval City includes the Ford's Electronic Vehicle Center and several other suppliers within there. So that's definitely going to affect some families here in Tennessee. But then I've seen other news that contradicts that, so I don't know which one is true, just like most news in the world. Tennessee lawmakers give the Tennessee State University a vote of confidence on Tuesday, just a year after the state's only historical black university needed help to pay its bills following decades of underfunding and, I guess, overspending. A joint government operations committee voted unanimously to extend the university's board of trustees for three more years, up from the two-year extension. So that's good. Tennessee state leaders announced Friday morning this last week that the state will partner with Turning Point USA, a conservative nonprofit founded by the late Charlie Kirk. Those state officials announced at an event on Tennessee State Capitol that there would be Club America chapters that are student-led within the state of Tennessee, and I guess being kind of like officially sponsored. The very first show of this podcast was 1 week after Charlie Kirk's assassination, which kind of sparked me to try to do something for the community and also for, I guess, Christianity with our little faith moment here and there. The Department of Agriculture has been awarded funding through the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Emerging Markets Program, EMP, to boost export of Tennessee's hardwood sector through the outbound and inbound trade missions with India and Vietnam. So we'll have to see what that really comes out to. The article on this Tennessee's website had just basic blah, so we'll see. Laws be changing. This was a cool post that one of the news stations did that I thought was interesting, but Governor Bill Lee signed a bill, a couple bills that have all come up that are all going to start January 1st of 2026. So here's some new laws that are coming. The THCA products being sold in the volunteer state, the Alcohol Beverage Commission takes over the regulation of hemp sales. THCA clarified as hemp-derived cannabinoid. THCP also deemed not a hemp-derived cannabinoid. And anything with concentration of more than 0.3% on dry weight will not be able to be sold. So there's going to be some things, I guess, disappearing from those shops around here. This amendment will limit, clarifies that the 0.3% is the limit for Delta 9 THC content in hemp derived cannabinoids. So that'll kind of change the Delta 9 game here. Implied consent driving in the under the influence in Tennessee. This is refusing a requested blood test will trigger an implied consent charge. So this is changes to that. License suspension for refusal increases to 1.5 years for a misdemeanor DUI suspect with no related conviction within the past 10 years. So saying no is there. Saliva tests are authorized and results are admissible in court. So that kind of changes a little bit of the DUI things. Buying junk food with SNAP programs. We've seen this in the national news, but basically it's kind of bubbled down. because the department has approved waivers for 18 states, including Tennessee, to ban the use of SNAP programs to buy certain sugary foods and drinks, prohibits the purchase of things like soda, energy drinks, candy, and prepared desserts with SNAP benefits. Savannah's law creates a registry of persistent domestic violence offenders. Basically, this law requires a person convicted or who has pled guilty to domestic assault to a register, but only if the victim agrees to the defendant being required to register. So then it's part on the victim too. If the victim does not give consent or is not available, the court will require a person convicted of domestic assault to register under this law. However, if the court ordered defendants to register, then the court clerk must provide the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation with a copy of qualifying convictions, and this must be done within 60 days of the sentence. So basically, the goal of the Savannah's law is that if you are a persistent abuser, that you will go on a registry, just like, I guess, a regular bad offender, so that you can be found. And that way it's something that sticks with you instead of you getting into a new relationship and beating that next person. Well, the Bills. So basically, there's not too many things going on right now as they wrap up, but there's a couple meetings today. The Judiciary and Government Joint Subcommittee and the Government Operations Rule Review is going down on the 17th. One's at 9 and one's at 1 today. And then there's nothing else between now and Christmas, obviously. Both agendas of these meetings were just blah, and the rule review was interesting because it seemed like it went over like Department of Veterinary Support, TDOT, agricultural, psychological, schools. It was all kinds of stuff, but it didn't have any detail that would be worth kind of reporting, but we'll see how that goes. How's the Hill? Back at it. How's the Hill right now? It's passable. We're back to warmish. The weather's guessers are, predicting highs from the 40s to the 60s with some rain on Thursday coming up and with lows varying from 20 to 53. So I guess winter is pausing for fall. We'll see. Businesses. Nothing new spotted. Ace Hardware still brewing and making progress on its exterior kind of cladding. We're seeing that property across from Car Orthotics is still for sale. After months of clearing and leveling, which is actually the chapter art for this, if you're using a podcasting 2.0 app. And that I cannot still find that on their own website from the realty company. And it's not listed as commercial property because it should still be residential that needs to be rezoned. So we'll have to see that. There's still the same three commercial properties for sale right now. So we'll have to see how that goes. Farmers Market. Make sure you visit the Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. At Messick Chiropractic and Fairview Fresh Deli Donuts for their life-changing apple fritters. Located down the road from Publix, there's so many good places to get fresh breads and treats, local beef and pork, local fruits and vegetables, along with some hot sauces, fishing lures, wooden crafts, and other gifts this time of year, and some hot sauce and barbecue sauce, which is amazing over there. So definitely check that out. Local business highlight. So we got Welker Construction and King's Porta Pots. So if you've got a septic tank, then you need a crew to help you avoid a problem. Many people believe that if they haven't had any trouble with their septic tank in the 15 to 20 years or longer, it hasn't been pumped out, you might be surprised that when you do have trouble. Once that sludge builds up too deep, it can knock the tee out of place and the outlet, allowing sludge to drain into the drain fields, and could lead to very costly repairs because then there is more than just water and fluids going out into your drain field. There's actually call it quote flushable wipes and stuff like that end up down there. And so to keep your system properly maintained, make sure you get a pump out before you have backups or no fun. And if you need any porta potties for event, you can check them out too. I put a link in there. Job openings. Well, still a police officer opening, Jingo Market, Dixon Medical Associates, Welch Associates, which is the Fairview Car Wash. They need an attendant over there. Cornerstone Financial, Publix, Dunkin', Domino's, Boys and Girls Club, Subway, Big Heart Moving, The Pearl, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Fairview Animal Clinic, Sherman Williams, Sonic, AMS Seals, McDonald's, SPEG, Tractor Supply Co., Marmon Holdings, Hardee's, and Destination Pet LLC. So there's like 20 plus jobs available right now that you can go to if you're looking for something in there. Yeah, so we're at 25 right now, so it's rocking. History nugget. So, you know, last show we kind of talked a bit about the history of the unlucky number 13, but, you know, now we're back to Fairview history, and we're going to talk about Mangrum Drive and what the name origin of that road is. So this town's name was changed to Fairview, and that post office was built on Highway 100, and Tella Mangrum was hired as the first postmistresses. Most postmasters, I guess, the way they have it written there. And the Jingo Post Office was closed in 1937 when a new post office, after it was renamed Fairview, was built on Highway 100 with Tella Mangrum. So the Jingo P.O. Box was moved there to this site in 2006 from its original location from Elrod Road, which I didn't even know that. So it used to be on Elrod. So, which I guess makes sense because it was kind of the end of the edge of the city as you were coming in when 96, before it was Highway 96. So that makes sense. Upcoming events. Well, the Addams Family at the middle school was a hit. A lot of people turned out. They had a great show. And I think Lurch was my favorite background characters, who with him on stilts became one of the stars of the show. And I'm excited to see what's next for this crew and those students as they go through their theater journey. Next new event that we've got down on kind of the community calendar is at Bowie Park on December 19th. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is an ornament creation station. So if you want to go make some fun, cool gifts for some of your family members and take your kids along, that is a great place to go. For the kids, you know, there's still tons of things here to do in Fairview to keep your kids engaged. There are some cheer programs, recreation teams from baseball, basketball, football, and many others. There's a thriving Girl Scout and Scouts BSA program from elementary to high school kids between both programs. If you have a homeschooler, always check out Bowie Park for the schedules of clubs that meet there. If you have kids that are interested in dance, gymnastics, or cheer, please check out Lala's Dance Studio and Elevate Gymnastics and Cheer. Vigilance Martial Arts is our local Taekwondo and Jiu-Jitsu school that teaches more than just moves. The Fairview Youth Jacket Wrestling Program is a great program with a lot of summer options. They've made a lot of champions out of there. So there we go. School news. Well, it's exam week for middle and high school and the last week of school for elementary. Christmas break starts on December 18th tomorrow as it's a half day, and the kids come back on January 5th. Hawk and Tiger news, no new news since last week. Falcon news, exam week, so not a lot of other things. But congratulations to Jenny Clark for winning the Classified Staff of the Year award. December 19th is also the Girls State Wrestling Tournament at Summit High for sixth graders at CPA, and 5 p.m. for JV and 6 p.m. there, and varsity at 7 p.m. I know that there's, based on the last report, there was three girls that all had placed pretty well in their weight classes, so hopefully they can all come back with some championships. So that's good. The Renaissance High School applications are still open until January 7th. On January 15th at 6 p.m., there'll be a mechatronics program information at the FPAC at the high school to learn more about this program if you've got an eighth grader. And if you like Adidas, there's a link there. December to remember, today, you know, Monday started off with Vacation Shirt Day, then Grinch Day, then Snow and PJ, and Ugly Sweater Day is for the last day of this week, and some fundraiser links in the show notes. Jacket news, it's exam week too for them. This is the last day of exams before their half day tomorrow. The Fairview High School wrestling team earned second place at the Harpeth Duels on Friday. December 5th, they won over NCS 71-12 and Franklin 47-36, so a little bit tighter. And on Saturday, December 6th, at the 30th anniversary of the Harpeth Team Invitational individual tournament, we had three champions, and the team brought home third place for individual team points. So that's great. A new firearms and safety training starts next year at WCS. Got links in there. In 2024, the General Assembly passed a law this stating that school districts must annually provide age-appropriate instruction for firearm safety within the 2025-26 school year. With the help of Williamson County, they've produced two firearm safety videos, which all students will view in January when they return from school from winter break. To see the video, it's linked in there. December 3rd through 7th, 15 Fairview High School JAG students attended the Jobs for America National Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C. During the conference, the students showcased their skills by competing in various employability events. We are proud to announce that two students earned first place in the decision-making contest, and one of them... And one student achieved second place on the public speaking. So a very good accomplishment for the program. Applications for the innovation system are still out on ClassLink from December 2nd. They close February 13th. Jackets and senior rings can still be ordered tomorrow, that half day. Make sure and go to Dairy Queen on Highway 100, where 20% of sales are going to be donated to the high school. On January 28th, there will be a open house at the Entrepreneurship Center at 6 p.m. The FCCLA still has their Amazon list for some of the stuff they're doing. And obviously, if you're driving, we've had links before, but you've got to get your checkpoints driver training and get your parking pass, which all those links are there. Faith Moment. Well, with the faith moment this week, I heard a couple sermons in multiple places between now and then last show, leading up to the manger scene, basically, of the Christmas story, as everyone tries to make the Christmas story kind of fall on Christmas, Christmas Eve services, and obviously the Sunday after. And we also got to hear, as we get closer to Christmas story, that many people's families are not together this time of year. And so many people also talk about the prodigal son stories around this. So I hunted for something to kind of change it up, and I found this story that relates to this subject, and I hope you like it. So here we go.
Well, first off, Merry Christmas to whoever's watching this, and if you don't celebrate Christmas, at least you can celebrate the story that I'm about to tell, because it's the essence of what this spiritual holiday is about, and it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not. Back a number of years ago, when my son first started off working for the Highway Patrol in California, he asked me what I wanted for Christmas. He was at ends of what to buy me. And I said, don't buy me anything. I don't need anything. You know, I've got you. I love you. I got family. There's nothing I need materially. But if you really want to do something special for me, do a good deed to someone. And then wrap that up and tell me about it on Christmas. Because that would be something special. So look for opportunities. Well, it turns out, Christmas morning, it was rainy, it was cold. He's working on Highway 101, just north of San Francisco, just north of the Golden Gate Bridge. And he's driving along, and he sees this young man, about his age, actually turned out to be exactly his age, standing on the side of the road in a dangerous area. You're not allowed to just be walking down the freeways in California. So he pulls over, and it's Christmas morning, he doesn't want to hassle this guy, and he sees the guy's all cold and wet from the rain, and he sees that he's dirty and grubby, his fingernails are all filthy, and his clothes are smelly, and he hasn't been warm and comfortable in a long time. And he talks to him, tells him to get off the freeway, get in the back of his vehicle. So he's in the back of the police car, and he starts talking to him and asking him questions, and he asks the dispatcher to run any information on the guy, if he's got any warrants or anything. It comes back, the guy's on parole, and he's been out of jail a couple months, and he's been living, apparently, on the side of the road, under overpasses and wherever he could scrounge a place to live. Had no job, had no income, had nothing. So my son's listening to this, and he's feeling really kind of bad for this guy, and he pulls off the road, and he's going to get ready just to let him off and tell him to stay off the freeway and be on his way. And then he's looking at the rest of the report that he got from the dispatcher, and it had listed an address. There was an address that he went to jail. There was an address listed, and the address was in Mill Valley and at a very exclusive neighborhood. And it was only less than half a mile or so away. So he goes, hop back in the car. He goes, I'm going to take you this address. And the guy goes, oh, no, that's my parents' address. They haven't seen me in over 4 years. He says, last time they saw me, I was in trouble. I was doing things. I don't know if they're even going to accept me back. I haven't talked to them in 4 years, so they have no idea where I've been. They don't even know I've been in jail. So my son's listening to this, and he also knows that there are rules and regulations as well. You just don't drive a guy to somebody's house and drop them off. And he's definitely not following procedures. He's going out of his way to give this guy a taxi ride. And he's also going to be knocking on somebody's door, and he doesn't know the reception he's going to get. Maybe these people don't want to see him, or maybe they do. But it's Christmas Day. It's Christmas Day, and he knows that nobody should be left homeless and cold and wet when their parents got this beautiful house just a short distance away from where he was staying. Just didn't seem right. So he pulls up in front of the house. He leaves the guy in the back seat, and he says, wait here. Goes up and knocks on the door. The father opens the door, sees my son in a uniform, and doesn't know what's going on. So my son explains to him, and the guy gets all teary-eyed. And then he calls for his wife, and his wife comes, and they're both standing there, and they're both looking at the car with their son sitting in the back seat. And they tell my son, you know, for 4 years, we have no idea if our son was alive or dead. We had no idea if he was cold, wet, being taken care of. We have no idea what was up to him. We want nothing for Christmas. We just wanted our son back. We've been praying and praying and praying that we'd find out something about our son. And now you've delivered it to us. That's a miracle on Christmas. It's a beautiful thing. So my son felt pretty good. He went back and he opened the door to the squad car and told the young man to go. His parents were waiting for him. And the kid just kind of slowly walked. He wasn't sure what kind of reception he was going to get. My son stood by the car watching. And when he got there, both parents reached out and grabbed him and hugged him and kissed him. And everybody was cheerful. My son got back into his vehicle, started the engine up and said, okay, Dad, now I got you a Christmas gift. I'll send you the story. And he did. Now that's just about the prodigal son returning home, which is probably one of the oldest stories in the world. But there's a real lesson of humanity there and compassion and love. And also the value of praying. These parents prayed that their son would return home to them. Prayed they'd find out something. And on Christmas Day, their prayers were answered.
Welcome back. I hope you like the story and it can give you some hope that you may see some of your loved ones this time of year. As we get closer to the holiday next week, I suggest reaching out and making connections and just wish them a Merry Christmas and see if something happens. Don't force it. Don't apply too much pressure. Let them kind of be led back there, but make sure you tell them you love them, you miss them, and Merry Christmas to make that happen. Donations, nothing new on the donation front, so we'll just keep on rocking and rolling there. But overall, hey, thank you. If you found this podcast helpful, thank you. Please support the show with your times, talents, or treasure. If you have any ideas or suggestions, please let us know. Use the contact form. You're a producer of the show. You're part of it. You're not just someone that's getting sold some advertisement. Talent, if you have any skills, please help the show in Fairview. Let us know. Treasure, if you're receiving some value from this, please, because there's no paid advertisements here. You're getting truly local news. And if that's worth something, please consider supporting us financially using a value for value system so we can do more. I'd love to be able to cover more, do interviews and all kinds of stuff. But make sure and follow us on social media at HelloFairview.com because a lot more things are coming. And y'all have a blessed week, and we'll talk to y'all soon. Thank y'all.